for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday afternoon meeting of May the 24th, 2002, at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Post Office Box 21516, zip 71903. Dr. Null of Salina, Kansas, is the teacher.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Now he's referring back to Numbers 25:1-9. So let's go back to Numbers 25:1-9. And this is where Balaam had been called to curse and couldn't curse. And so he departed. But before he departed, he told the king of Moab, just send your young girls out there and get these old boys into the temple of Baal, Peor, and sleep with these young girls, and God will curse them himself. And then, now Israel remained in the Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit whoredom with the women of Moab. And they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined in Baal and Baal of Peoria, and the anger of God was raised against Israel. Then the leaders, God said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord out in the sun, and the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his men who join Baal Peor. And indeed, one of the children of Israel presented to his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses, in the sight of all the congregation of Israel who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle. Now Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it. And he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand and went after the woman of the man of Israel into the tent and thrust through both of them through the man of Israel and the woman through her body, and the plague stopped. Now I wonder what they were doing. They're so close together he could stick a spear through them. They're committing sexual immorality. 23,000 people died that day. The rest of Corinthians there is interesting to read. I was going over it once with the Bible study of Episcopalians, and it happened to be the chosen reading for that day, and I had the lesson. And so I went over it, and we got through. This old boy looked at me and said, you know, Bill, what he says? What? He says, God don't like a bitcher. That's right. God doesn't like anybody who murmurs and mumbles and complains. Any of y'all fall in that category? Read it. They mumble against the chosen leadership. And they complained about God when they were walking through the wilderness and they complained. And he said, can't go through Moab because the king won't let us. Well, can't go through Edom, I'm sorry, because the king won't let us. And so we're going to walk around, and he's walking around, and he's, and God sent fiery serpents. That's an interesting word, fiery serpents. It's the same word used to talk about the seraphim in Isaiah. When he said, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. And the serpents, they were flying back and forth. Same word is used there as it says fiery serpents. Read it. And the next time, the other time, was when they rebelled against Moses and Aaron. Had a bunch of folks say, who said you are holy? Why come we can't burn incense to God? What makes you think you're our boss? And God, and Moses said, oh God, we'll just see. Bring your incenses in the morning and we'll let you burn some fire. And so they all stood there. And God said, tell the people to get back from their families, from their tents. Most of all you people get back. Now, if the earth opens up and swallows these people, you'll know it's an act of God. And the earth opened up and all of the rebellious families fell in and it closed. And lightning came down and hit the 250 men and burned them up. Those who... And so the next morning, all the people complained against Moses. Said Moses killed them. Moses didn't have the right to do that. He killed them. And God said, get out of my way, Moses. I'm going to kill every one of them. And Moses told Aaron, quick, take the censer and run through the crowd. Cut off the plague. It's already coming out. So Moses took the censer, put fire and incense and ran through the crowd. And he cut off. And only 25,000 of them died. Because they were complaining against God's anointed leaders. The other time they were murmuring against God. This time they were murmuring against God's appointed leaders. And as my good Episcopalian said, you know, God don't like a bitcher, does he? No. He doesn't like a bitcher. Somebody never satisfied. Somebody find fault with everything. Be careful. God said, touch my not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Do you think that doesn't apply today? He equates it along with sexual immorality. It makes him just as mad. Revelation 2:4 says that Balaam, 2:14 says that Balaam taught Boaz to do that. Now let's look at the bastard curse and the incest curse in Deuteronomy 23:2. It says that a bastard, an illegitimate birth shall not come into the temple, shall not come into God's presence for 10 generations. You know, and the other it says that a incest curse, same thing. I said, Lord, show me that in the Word. Because that's sort of projectile there. It says the children of Moab and the children of Moab and the Anamites shall be cut off. And they were children of incest, Lot and his children. I said, where does it say that there's a 10-generation curse? And I got a tape from Derek Prince. And Derek said, you know that the prophecy says that the king would come out of Judah. The scepter would come out of Judah. Well, Saul was not of the tribe of Judah. He was the tribe of Benjamin.
Yes.
Why did he come out of... Why did he put Saul in? And then if you start counting, you see, Judah committed incest with his daughter-in-law. And Perez, in the line of Jesus, was the result of that curse, of that incest. And if you count the generations down... Jesse is the 10th generation.
Yes, sir.
David is the 11th generation. So it wasn't until David was born that the curse of incest fell off the tribe of Judah. There it is if you want to read it. You can get your book and you can number it out. It's there. That's the reason.
Yes, sir.
They could not have a king from Judah until David. Interesting about David. God said in Chronicles that David was a man after my own heart in everything, excepting the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Oh, God, that I could hear your voice that well, Lord. That I could hear you that well, Lord. Oh, God, that I could hear you that well, Lord. You need to say, God, give me a heart like David that I can hear you, Lord God. That I can be a man after your heart in everything. Except in that which is past, and you have forgiven me. Now, I want to say to you, a sexual friend is frequently accompanied by idolatry, and God considers sexual immorality spiritual adultery, since you are his body. Now, in Colossians 3:5, it says, therefore put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. He says all those things are idolatry. Now, in the New Living Translation, Psalm 106:39 says, they defile themselves by their evil deeds, and their love of idols was adultery in the Lord's sight. Now, everywhere you see that implication made, that's the only place that I've ever been able to find it say flat out, and it's not the King James. It is a New Living Translation. I like the New Living Translation on lots of things because it makes the old English. There's some things I don't like about it, but in most cases it puts the old English, gives the old English word. I used to read Chaucer, and I understand old English, but lots of people don't understand old English, Elizabethan English. And some of the words have changed. For instance, it says they fetched a compass. How many of y'all know what fetched a compass means? It means to walk in a circle. What it means? It means to walk in a circle. It said the kings of Moab and Edom and Judah went out into the desert and they fetched a compass. They walked, they got lost. They walked in a circle and the water gave out. And they called on God. Elisha came down. Said, bring me a minstrel. And the minstrel, the Spirit of God came down. He said, get your boys out there digging ditches. They're going to be full of water in the morning. And there was water there the next morning. And then the men of Edom looked and saw it and said, man, it's just blood. And they started killing each other. And they won the battle. Praise the Lord. But let's see him. During sexual intercourse, there's an intermingling of blood, the soul, and bonds occur in this area. They can be goods in a marriage. In Genesis 2:4, it says, let a man cleave to his wife. A man shall leave his family and cleave unto his wife. And it says the same thing. Jesus says the same thing. And they shall become one flesh. Jesus says the thing in Matthew 19:15. Well, they become evil as in fornication. Let's look at Genesis 34, verses 2 to 4. In this we have the defilement of Diana. Shechem lay with Diana, and it formed a soul tie. And he was willing to pay any price to have her. He had all the men in his kingdom circumcised so he could have her. Levi and Simeon took a sword and went and killed them while they were still before they had recovered. Evil soul ties can be broken and your soul can be restored. Psalm 23:3 says he restores your soul. Psalm 19:7 says he restores your soul. Evil soul ties are broken, the hurt forgiven, and sin confessed and repented. The curse is broken because Jesus in Galatians 3:13 says Jesus was made a curse for us that we might be delivered from the curse of the law. In sexual intercourse, if you look at the vaginal mucosa under a 10-power microscope, you will see microscopic hemorrhage and bleeding. This is a legal test for rape to see if penetration has occurred. If you look at the male organ, you see the same thing, which means there's an intermingling of the blood, much more so if you're uncircumcised than if you're circumcised. They prove that the skin on the under part of the foreskin absorbs blood and viruses 10 times better than any other mucous membrane. This is a reason that AIDS is 10 times more prevalent in the African tribes that are uncircumcised rather than the African tribes that are circumcised as a puberty rite. Praise God. And so, when this blood is absorbed, it develops a tie. I had the pastor's wife bring a young lady to me, and she'd gotten saved, and she worked at an establishment where the assistant manager, she'd been having a relationship, an illicit sexual relationship with the assistant manager who was a married man, and she wanted out. But all he had to do was call her on the telephone, and resist as she could, she would find herself in bed with him. She said she just couldn't break loose. And all that they'd been praying for 2 weeks, and they finally brought her to me and said, what can we do? So I sat down and talked to her. I had her confess her sin. I had her break the curse and then break the ungodly soul ties. Then to release the foreign soul within her. And then to send the angels to call back her soul. She said that she got home after the prayer. And the man called on the phone and said, I hate you. I don't ever see you. Just thinking about you makes me sick. Also had to bless him, ask God to bless him. And she forgave him and to bless him. You know, if you want to get free from your enemies, bless them. Pray and ask God to bring them to salvation. Thank God for them. Thank God for some... You know, most people got some redeeming feature. They're created in the image of God. They got something. Thank God for them and bless them and say, oh, God, bless them. Now, David in Psalm 34 says, they returned me evil for good. But when they were sick, my raiment was sackcloth and fasting. I humbled my soul with fasting. And my prayers returned into my own bosom. Now, what kind of prayers you want coming back into your bosom? I asked you, what kind of prayers you want coming back? Now, I just be selfish. What kind of prayers you want coming back? You sure don't want curses coming back.
No, sir.
So you pray for them and ask God to bless them and bring them to salvation and to prosper them. And when you can do that from your heart, in the Spirit, you'll get free. When you can do it from your heart, in the Spirit, you can get free. In the theater, we used to have an old saying that you do the action, you get the feeling. You just keep on doing it and let God honor it. If you don't honor it the first time, second time, third time, fourth, you keep on because you are being obedient to the Word of God. And God says that His Word will not return to Him void, but will accomplish that which He sent it forth to do. It bears the full power and authority to bring to pass. And He says, pray for your enemies in Matthew 4, 43 and 45. He says, pray for your enemies. He says, you have heard that you should love your friends and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you and abuse you, that you may be a child of your Father who is in heaven. And you're being obedient to the Word of God. He says, bless, don't curse. So don't curse people. What is a curse? A curse is an evil spoken invocation. When you speak evil about someone, something bad's going to happen to them. That's a curse. You can curse yourself. You say something evil about yourself. I've heard people say, oh, I am so dumb. And I say, don't say that. That's a curse. You're cursing yourself with dumbness. And they sort of laugh. You can curse yourself with a lot of things. I hear people get sick. And they say, my diabetes. What are you claiming it for? My headache, my migraine headaches. I mean, what do you claim that for? You don't want it. You want to keep it? You say, no, the devil gave it to me. I don't want it. Devil, you take it back. You think that I'm being foolish?
No, sir.
I tell you, God says that you will answer for every idle word that comes out of your mouth on the day of judgment. You know, I saw a vision of that once. In Revelation, it says that the books will be open, and then the book of life for the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth will be opened. And that's an interesting word, book. It doesn't mean a book like this. It means a scroll. It means a scroll. And what I saw scrolled up was this big electromagnetic tape. And I stood before the great white throne in this vision. And God said something to me, and I said, I didn't say that. I said that. And He said, well, run that tape by him again. And there on the great television screen in the sky, there I was. It was coming out of my mouth. I said, oh, I said it, didn't I? And He made me understand that every idle thing that comes out of my mouth, every idle word, every idle jest, every lie, every misrepresentation that is not placed under the blood of Jesus Christ, recorded up there, and I'm going to stand before Him and I'm going to answer for what's there. And you know what? They had this hole back over there, and fire and smoke was coming out of it, and then there were two people before me. The angels had these forked sticks, and they sort of pushed them over there, and they dropped into that hole. The one thing I was certain of, I didn't want to drop in that hole over there. I came away from that convinced I need to put a guard on my tongue. in the multitude of words, Proverbs said, there's sin. You just keep on talking, sin's going to come out. So put a guard on your mouth. Be slow to speak, quick to hear, and slow to speak, and even slower to get angry, says the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I say to you today that a sexual immorality makes God mad. God says you're married to Him. He wants a chaste, pure bride. He's coming after a chaste, pure, beautiful bride. He's coming for her. And He's not going to sneak her out of town in the middle of the night like she's an old crow. He's going to come. Every eye's going to see Him when He comes. I thank you, Lord God. I mean, some people think, you know, he's just going to sneak in there and take that and run off like she's an old crow. But no, He's coming for a chaste, beautiful bride.
Amen.
And every eye shall see Him.
Yes, sir.
And it's a spotless, pure, without sin bride.
Amen.
Without spot or wrinkle. And I say to you, repent of your sin. Walk with God. You know, God says that in Deuteronomy, if you keep His commandments, He'll take sickness from among you.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's fine to get healed. But it is better, much better, to walk in health.
Yes, sir.
And you walk in health.
Amen.
By staying away from sin, repenting of sin, and walking with God. Because He says, He also said that there would be no barren among you, be no miscarriages among His people, or among your cattle. And among your cattle refers to your business. It means your business is going to prosper if you walk with Him without sin. And what's prosperity mean? Prosperity means having enough to pay your bills in the ministry He's called you to, and some left over to share with others. That's biblical prosperity. It's not a big, fortunate house with two Cadillacs in the garage up there on the hill with all the rich folks. That is not what He means when He says prosperous. He says He wants you to have enough to pay your bills and share with others in the ministry He's called you to. Praise God. Whether you be a garbage collector or whether you be a physician, He'll give you enough for your ministry and some left over to share with us. And when He prospers you, He don't prosper you so you can squander it on your own lust. He prospers it so you can share with others. And the more you share, the more you'll get. The devil can prosper you. The devil can give you peace. You know that? He said, I don't give you the peace like the world gives you. He said, I came that you might have peace, not peace like the world gives you. Peace of the world is dependent on something else. It's always dependent on circumstances. And you're always fearful you're going to lose it, and you're always sweating and straining. Praise God. Susceptible to fall easier. A friend of mine used to sell insurance. And he confided to me once his technique for selling business ladies. He said, if you wanted to sell a business lady, the first thing you had to do was you just had to get to know her. You just had an appointment with her, and you met her, and you had lunch with her, and you found out about her family and talked to her about her family and her friends, and you met with her two or three times until you got to know her, and a trusting relationship was established. And once you'd established a trusting relationship, then the sale of the insurance could be made. She was easier to fool once she trusted you. And the same is true with sexual immorality, unless you have a whoring spirit in you as a result of rejection. Some women get a whoring spirit, and when they get rejected, they want somebody to love them. They want somebody to show they care and they love them. And so they go out and find somebody. Anybody walking down the street will do. And it's a whoring spirit. But most women, and that's not the usual case, most women who get seduced because it's someone that they trust. And it's a little different for a man. is the difference between men and women. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to break ancestral curses. Then we're going to confess, and we're going to bind spirits, and we're going to command them to come out. This is a mass deliverance service. How many of y'all have been on a mass deliverance service before? Okay. For those of you who have not, spirits, the word for spirit is wind or breath. You know, in John it says the spirit is like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from, you don't know where it goes. You can see it moving, you see the effects of it, but you can't see the wind. When the wind blows, you can see the trees move, you can see the wind, see the dust kick up, but you can't see the wind. And if the dust isn't blowing, you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. Except you can feel the effects of it. Well, a spirit is like the wind, and you let it, generally comes out of the breathing passages, it come out as a sneeze or a cough or vomit. Sometimes it comes out of your ears, comes out of other orifices sometimes, but whatever's going to happen, let it happen. Don't hold on to your demon. Let it go. Now, if you're worried, you're going to lose your dignity. I lost my dignity. I was right over there, and I fell on the floor and vomited and rolled around in my vomitus. But tell you what, I was able to get my dignity back. Let your demons go, you can get your dignity back. Hold on to your demons, you get to keep them. God will not deliver you from your friends, your street enemies. God will not take your demons away from you if you don't want them to go. Now, there is an exception to that. Paul cast the spirit of divination out of the girl possessed with the spirit of divination, and there's no indication she asked for deliverance. As a matter of fact, her owners were very upset.
Yes, that's the truth.
Mm. Yes. But Paul had authority to cast that thing out of her, and apparently it didn't get to come back because she could no longer make money by fortune-telling. That's just on the side. But then that's Paul. Paul had a lot of authority. Okay. He also did lots of other things. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I want you all to stand with me, please. We can't pray sitting down. And I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord,
Dear Lord,
I love you.
I love you.
I believe. Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Is the Son of God.
He is the Son of God.
He was manifested in the flesh.
He was manifested in the flesh.
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross.
For my sin.
For my sin.
He was raised from the dead.
He was raised from the dead.
For my justification.
For my justification.
He ascended into heaven.
He ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of the Father.
Sits on the right hand of the Father.
Ever to make intercession.
Ever to make intercession.
For me. God is my Father.
God is my Father.
Jesus Christ is my big brother.
Jesus Christ is my big brother.
I am accepted in the Beloved.
I am accepted in the Beloved.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Your word says.
Your word says.
If I confess my sin.
If I confess.
You're faithful and just.
You're faithful and just.
To cleanse me.
To cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sin.
The sins of my ancestors.
The sins of my ancestors.
That the curses might be broken.
On me.
On me. And my lineage descendants. Forever.
Forever.
I confess these sins.
I confess
and break these curses.
Back
10 generations.
On both sides,
on both sides.
In the name of Jesus.
For it is written.
In Galatians
3:13.
Jesus was made a curse for me.
That I might be delivered.
From the curse of the law.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess to you.
I confess to you.
That there's certain people.
I resent it.
I'm mad at.
I
bear unforgiveness against.
In the name of Jesus,
I confess this as sin.
I confess this as sin.
I ask you, Lord,
by your Spirit,
to bring to mind
anyone
I need to forgive
and release to you.
Now, we'll wait a minute and just whatever the Holy Spirit brings to mind quietly under your breath, but you have, must put it in the airwaves, confess anyone's name. Tom, Jimmy, Joe, mother, dad, brother, sister. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I give these to you, Lord.
I give these to you.
I repent.
I repent.
Of wanting revenge.
Wanting revenge.
Of anger.
Of anger.
Which is a sin of murder.
For the sin of murder.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Grant me.
Grant me.
Spirit of repentance. That I can turn from this.
Turn from this.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess my sexual sin to you.
I confess my sexual sin.
My lust.
My lust.
My fornication.
My fornication.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, if there's any sexual sin that you need to confess, quietly, under your breath. If you like to watch the jigglers on television. If you've had pornography that you watched and you got hidden away, God knows about it. Your secret sin. You've had lustful thoughts about someone in your office, on the streets. Confess it as sin and ask God to forgive you, that the curse can be broken. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess these sin.
I confess these
sin. I ask that the curse be broken.
I ask that the curse be broken.
And that I be cleansed.
By the blood of Jesus.
Your word says.
Your word says.
That the blood of Jesus Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ
will cleanse my conscience, from dead works, to serve the living God. Lord, I want to serve you.
Lord, I want to serve you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I release all this to you, Lord.
I release all this to you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I break all the curses.
I break all of the curses.
That come down through my family line.
That came down my family line.
The curse of illegitimacy.
Curse of
incest.
Curse of incest.
The curse of porneo.
The curse of
whoredom. The curse of idolatry.
The curse of the
occult. I release these to you, Lord.
I break these
curses. Command the sin to leave me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sit down now. I'm going to start calling out these spirits. Keep both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. That's a witchcraft sign. You remember when you little kid, you said you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell truth? Devil uses any crossing as a legal. He's an absolute legalist. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of porneo now in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of rejection. Rejection by father, rejection by mother, rejection by peers, rejection by mate. I bind all the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. These are God's children. I bind, I break that curse of rejection that came down through the Adamic heritage in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of Cana in the name of Jesus, of the Hittite, of the Amorite in the name of Jesus, of terror, of pride and terror in the name of Jesus. The Bible says your mother was an Amorite and your father was a Hittite. I break the curse of pride and terror and fear in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command them to be gone in Jesus' name. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being saved. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being able to work hard enough. Come out in the name of Jesus. All rejection, come out in the name of Jesus. All fear, come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of the dark. Fear of those spiders. Fear of anything. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break fear. Fear, come out now. Come out, Hittites. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Amorites.
rights in the name of Jesus. Leave these people in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 fear, go, fear. I break the power of lust, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You come out, love of the world. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, all of you, the love from the world in the name of Jesus. Come out. Fantasy sex, come out. Fantasy lust, come out. Fantasy lusting after power, lusting after money, lusting after position, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break all the spirits of fantasy, of evil imagination, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, spirits of evil imagination and fantasy. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, all of you. Come on out, 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 out in Jesus' name. Leave God's people. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I break inferiority. I break shame. Come out. The spirit of shame and humiliation. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break the power of perfectionism in Jesus' name. Heaviness and perfectionism. Come out. In Jesus' name. I come against the pride of Hittite now. The Hittite pride in the name of Jesus. I break the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirits, come out. Come out. Bondage to the Holy Spirit. Come out, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All you spirits of haughtiness now, all you stubborn spirits, come on out. All you rebellious, stubborn spirits, unteachable spirits, leave God's people now. You got no right to them. Come on out then, in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the curses in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all the covenants that have ever been made, ungodly covenants that have been made on these people's behalf by anyone in the name of Jesus Christ. I break those covenants. I break the blood covenants that have been made in the past. Come on out. All the blood covenants, the sign with blood, signed in blood. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break that curse signed in blood. In the name of Jesus, I break its power and I command it to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the demon that came in when that curse was signed in the name of Jesus. And I break its power. Come out of there now, you witchcraft devil. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, you Antichrist spirit. You witchcraft spirits. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. I break the curse in the name of Jesus. Come out. All you witchcraft, come out in the name of Jesus. Rebellion. I bind the spirits of rebellion. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Come on out. All rebellion and bitterness. I pull out the root of bitterness now. I break the curse of bitterness. I pull out the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. I command bitterness to come out. Anger, rage, hostility, and murder. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of the bipolar in the name of Jesus. Hot and cold. Come out, bipolar spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power. Come out, schizophrenia. I break schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. I bind schizophrenia, envy and jealousy. Come out in the name of Jesus. And idolatry, come out. Come out. Covetous spirits, come out. Covetous spirits, I bind you and I break your power. I command all of you to leave now in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak healing and restitution now, Lord. Let your spirit come down. Touch the spirits now, Lord. Touch the spirits. I bind the spirits of migraine headaches now. Migraine headaches. I bind that evil witchcraft behind the eyes of migraine headaches. I break your power. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on out. You can't stay in God's people. I bind migraine headaches. I bind encephalitis in the name of Jesus. I bind bipolar and ADD and learning disabilities and dyslexia. I break the curses that have come down. I command them to leave God's people. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you. I break your power and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You can't stop these people from learning anymore. You can't make them nervous and upset that they can't learn. They can't hold attention. I bind the attention in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind those things. And I command them to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing and restitution to them. I bind glaucoma and blindness and eye diseases and tinnitus and labyrinthitis and deafness. I speak to the deaf demon and the deaf and dumb demon. Deaf and dumb demon, the demon of deaf and dumbness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. A spirit of slumber. Spirits of slumber. The deaf and dumb spirit of slumber. Come out. Come on now. You can't make them deaf and dumb anymore. You can't make them not hear the word of God. You can't blind their eyes if they cannot see it. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command you to be gone out of these people. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of asthma and allergies and hay fever. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. All you spirits of allergy and hay fever and asthma, come on out. Come on out. Spirits of self-hate, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of self-hate, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of insufficiency and inferiority, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out, self-despising spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go! Spirits of shame and humiliation, come out. Spirits of shame and humiliation. Shame and humiliation. Come on out. Out, 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 out. All the spirits of shame and humiliation, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. I bind you and I break your power. I command you to leave now. Come on out. All spirits of stomach ulcers and gastritis and enteritis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of emphysema and asthma and heart trouble and congestive heart failure. Come on out of there. Congestive heart failure. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All anger and rage, unresolved anger and rage, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Unresolved anger and rage. Come on out. These people have forgiven. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't stay here and torment God's people. Come on out, all of you. Anger, rage, unresolved anger and rage. And come on out, spirit of the thief. Spirit of the thief, come out. Thief, steal their time. Come on out, all you thief spirits. Come out, 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 the thief. Come out, out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come on out. I bind the spirit of diabetes in the name of Jesus. Enteritis and colitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I combine the spirits of dyspareunia. Dyspareunia and frigidity. I bind you in impotence in the name of Jesus. And premature ejaculation. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's people. Go. 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go! I bind you. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits that I don't deserve any better. Come on out. Self-condemnation spirits. Spirits of self-condemnation. Lying spirits. Deceiving spirits in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of lying and deceiving in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Seducing spirits. Come on out in the name of Jesus. We'll seduce God's people. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. 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 We bind you and we break your power. Come against the spirit of cancer. Cancer of the breast. Come out. Cancer of the womb, cancer of the cervix. I come against the human papillomavirus. I bind you and I break your power. You leave God's people. I bind you and I break your power, human papillomavirus. I come against the cancer of the cervix in the name of Jesus. Cancer of the uterus, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all cancer, cancer of the colon, cancer of the heart, cancer of the pancreas. Come out in the name of Jesus. Cancer spirits, cancer of the lung, come out. All cancer spirits, brain tumors, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind the demon of cancer. In the name of Jesus, come out of God's people. I bind the spirit of arthritis now. Spirit of bitterness, root of bitterness, until you come out. Come on out, root of bitterness. Come on out. All the root of bitterness now. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bitterness and anger and rage, hostility. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. Arthritis, come out of them now. I bind that. I break the power of that curse. I break the power of that demon, that sin of arthritis, of bitterness and anger and rage and hostility and rebellion. And I say to arthritis, come out, arthritis. Line up with the word of God. Come out. Out, out, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them now. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I command you to go. Be gone in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come against diabetes now. I come against myalgia in the name of Jesus. Multiple myalgia. Come out in the name of Jesus. I come against chronic fatigue syndrome in the name of Jesus. Come out. Chronic pain in the name of Jesus. I speak to smell. The spirit of smell. Smell. You hear me, Shmuel? I bind you. I break your power over these people. For Jesus bore all of our infirmities. He bore our sorrows and our grief, our sickness and our pain. In the name of Jesus. Shmuel, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of their joints. Come out of their back. Come out of their stomach. Come out of their heads. Shmuel, I bind you in Jesus' name. Turn these people loose. You've got no right to them. I come against back pain. I come against pain in the pelvis. I come against pain in the colon, pain in the legs, pain in the feet, pain in the head. All smell, all pain, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, you sin of pain. Pain. You got no right to them. Jesus has been, Jesus died for them, for they have no pain. Come out. All pain. In the name of Jesus. Out. Out in Jesus' name. Come out. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Come against the spirit of strokes and heart attacks now. I bind the spirits of stroke and heart attack in the name of Jesus. All of you, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. Go, go. We break the curse of autism in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. That family curse. Come down to the family line. You autism. Autism. I bind you and I break your power. I break your power and I command you to be gone out of God's children. I speak to allergies and I say, be gone, allergies. Gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you. Go. Dyslexia. Go. ADD. Go. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, send your angels in and gather up all these loose spirits, Lord. Lord, I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in their nose and I pull them out, Lord. Lord, send your angels with your hooks, Lord. But often I speak to you, you say, who can put a hook in Leviathan? The angel of God can put a hook in Leviathan, any other demon. Put the hook in them in the name of Jesus and pull them out, Lord God. Put a hook in their nose and drag them out, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you, you snake spirits, in the name of Jesus. All you serpentine devils, I bind you. Uncoil off their brain. I bind the spirit of witchcraft, mind control, in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. I isolate it from all other spirits. It can draw no power, authority from any other spirit. It can hold on to no other spirit. I bind it and I break its power and I command it to uncoil off their minds. Uncoil from around their heads. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come up out of their back in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up out of their neck, witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft. I speak against Indian witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I speak to the Toyota spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Poetia. I bind you and I break your power. Come out now. I see you, you poety bird. You come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I come against the roots. I come against the roots now. The roots. Come out. We pull you out with the roots in the name of Jesus. We break all the aliments and all the potions that have ever been made against these people. All the curses that have ever been said. All the potions that have ever been mixed. All the aliments that have ever been made, and we break them. We break their power in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command them to go. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind and I break their power. And I say, be gone, curses. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And I break your power. Go. Sickness, go. Lord Jesus, let your spirit come down. Touch your people now. Oh, God, send your war angels, Lord, to gather up all these loose spirits and haul them off the property wherever you want them, Lord. Just haul them away, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit come down now and touch your people. Everybody hold up your hands now. Hallelujah. Let your spirit come down now, Lord God. Let your anointing flow down through your people now, Lord. I speak healing, Lord. I speak restitution to their souls, Lord. Let your healing grace come down now and restore their souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we send out the war angels to gather up any portions of their soul that have been stolen, Lord. And we just bring it back, Lord. We release from them any foreign soul within them, Lord. Go, foreign soul, in the name of Jesus. Come back. Be restored. Make them the child of God that you envisioned before the foundation of the earth, Lord. For you envisioned them before the foundation of the earth, and you said to them, live. Let them live now, Lord. Let your Zoe life flow into them, Lord. That living water, that out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living water, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all God's folks said,
amen.
Amen. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord God of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord God of all. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.